the monuments are not set up so that one is required to be literate to understand what's going on in them. The critical information is carried through visual information. They're portraits of rulers. I've believed for many years that the Maya chose to put the verbs in the scene into the progressive aspect rather than into the completive aspect. What the Maya understood is that this is not an action in the past. It's an action in the progressive that is ongoing. As long as the monument exists, the action exists. People were seeing leaders who had become ancestors in the actions that are documented. It's clear from the 16th century documents that were recorded within 20 to 40 years after the conquest that both the Maya and the Mexica had great public rituals in which these histories were reenacted and in which the great founding myths like the Popol Vuh were enacted in a public way. People knew who all the players were, and they would have known just from being members of that particular state the general history surrounding it. Just the way most Americans are able to identify the iconography of the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima that's in the monument in Washington, D.C. In the end, the primary audience is the elites themselves. But the elites were not a monolithic group. There were people that were allied with the kings. There were people that were against the kings. There were rivalries within the elites. There were many, many different levels of the elites. Each one of those elite groups had their own constituencies. The kings had to negotiate power with these lower constituencies.